Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
What a man. Just what a man. I don't know if it's Dutch footballers in general, but I had a huge crush on Cody Gakpo last season. It's swifting over to Ryan Gravenberch because I think he's so good. Honestly, I think he's so, so good. I just love watching him play footy. We spoke about it in the IMR, about first 10 minutes of his first Merseyside derby, his first start in the Premier League for Liverpool, and he's just chipping it over lads and bringing it back down on the other side of him. I mean, what am I watching
here?
What's he doing? And it does make you wonder, we've absolutely robbed Bayern Munich for this lad. I'm certain of it. I'll say it now. We haven't only seen a handful of games now, and as I mentioned, this is his first Premier League start, but this kid is special, proper special. And in the right hands, which I believe to be Jurgen Klopp, we've got like a top world-class talent. And I think we all knew that at Ajax, which is why Bayern Munich wanted him, which is why Liverpool wanted him. But I think under Klopp now nurturing him, I think we're going to see him go from strength to strength, because for the first half an hour for me today in the Merseyside derby, he was the best player on the pitch.
Yeah.
Literally the best player on the pitch. And people couldn't get near him, his touches, his turns. He wins. He's the one who gets Tarkowski book, do you mind saying? Because he leaves him for dead.
Easy.
I mean, he's got so, so much to his game. And I mentioned earlier on about his defensive attributes. He's working back and doing that stuff really well as well. So even he, you might talk about Szoboszlai and his work creating the discipline. Even Gravenberch is showing that too. So a joy to watch. I think he's going to just, again, get better and better in Liverpool's shirt. I think we are just scratching the surface with him and what he's capable of. A couple of moments of frustration today for me. Don't want the back post, because he gambled on that 2 weeks ago at Brighton
and he
didn't score. Today, for whatever reason, he didn't gamble. And you think, oh, just go on, mate, go again. Yeah. But he didn't. But yeah, mate, I'm so pleased with him. Errol, I'll bring you on it. And you think class.
No, everything you said, I agree with. Do you know what? It's nice. And it's a sign of the times more than anything else, because we was crying out for the midfield. And it will be the big talking point for the majority of the season, you know, because it's stark contrast from last year. But it's nice watching lads on the up again, because for probably the best part of 18 months, we was at the top with the lads that we had, and they was at the top. And then after that point, everything was slow. And understand, like, age factor, what the amount of footy,
basically.
The amount of footy, everything. Yeah. It made sense why there was the decline. Obviously, we didn't want Fabinho's decline to be so rapid in any way, shape, or form, but it made sense that there was that little bit of decline.
He just fell off a cliff, didn't he?
Yeah, but you just knew you'd seen the best. Those lads that have given you so much, give you so many good memories, we've seen the best of them now. And yeah, they might put in good performances here and there every now and again, and we might kind of have a bit of a renaissance for a couple of months or whatever it might be. But knowing now that we are safely in this new midfield setup, where we are, as you said, scratching the surface, and we're at a point now where you're looking and thinking the best days of these lads together are yet to come. But we're getting results now when it matters as well. Footy again matters. It means something. Every game, 3 points on the board, chipping away, keeping with the chasing pack, pulling away from the pack, whatever it might be, it matters right now. And seeing these lads coming into their own, that for me is probably the most exciting thing about this front three. It's because it's like, the sky's the limit for you.
We
talked about having the best 4-3 in world footy for a good 2-3 seasons. In a year or 2 years time, we could be sitting there having our conversation thinking we've got the best midfield. You know, forget your Tchouameni's, forget your Camavingas, forget the lad who shall not be named. You know what I mean? Like, forget all of that. We've got the real deal. Forget the KDBs, all of that. And it's not here today, But what they are doing today is still as important because they're getting results when it matters. And I'm just excited by it, mate. The more I'm seeing it, the more you say the likes. We got Jones to add in. Yeah. We know that we still want someone to be the dedicated six. When we're going to have those options all fit, firing, and as I touch wood again, I hope that this part of our team gets a good berth of fitness as well, so they're not really hamstrung by not the availability issues. Mate, they're just going to be different gravy.
Into that. And,
yeah, they're going to be different gravy.
It's interesting because you said it there, when we get our dedicated six, who I believe could be Andre in January, that frees up McAllister
to do
what he's best at then. You know what I mean? You might still see him in a six every now and then, but he can be an eight then.
The competition becomes even more fierce.
Exactly that.
Even more fierce. Exactly it's like that. If you're not on job, if you're not pushing yourself, and now you haven't got a choice to just be at a canter, you have to put your foot down because the next guy will.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what's really
exciting. And we've seen that from Gavin Birch today, in essence, because he's seen the Curtis Jones suspension as, oh, unlucky, mate, what will I do now?
Yeah, this
is my chance, you know what I mean? Yeah. You're not getting the shirt back, you know what I mean? This is me, and I feel sorry for you. A bit of a harsh red, but them's the breaks, you know what I mean? Watch me go.
Absolutely.
And, boss performance again. I'm so impressed with him. I'll give him an 8 for what he did today, man. Gavin Birch, thought he was brilliant, certainly for half an hour.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.